This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica gets upgrade from International Credit Rating Agency Standard & Poor's. Health Minister appeals for proper nutrition for infants and young children. And Labour Minister renews call for more Jamaicans to contribute to the NIS. The news in detail after this break.
Hey, George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? I want something to get out them whiteflies out of my garden.
You know, sir, I don't really use no pesticide again. I use some organic methods from the other day and them work good. Bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them with it that eat out my gungo peas. And I plant a whole heap of basil because it keep out the whitefly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, me don't have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica. Now the news. International Credit Rating Agency Standard & Poor's has improved its outlook on Jamaica from stable to positive. Standard & Poor's says it has affirmed its B- long-term foreign and local currency and B short-term foreign and local currency sovereign credit ratings on Jamaica. A B rating means the country is more vulnerable to adverse business, financial and economic conditions, but has the capacity to meet financial commitments. The rating agency cited improvements in the country's external liquidity, a return to economic growth, and the government's success in meeting its fiscal targets under the four-year International Monetary Fund program as reasons for the upgrade. Standard & Poor's says its long-term rating from stable to positive reflects the possibility of another upgrade for the country in the next 6 to 18 months. This will come if the country improves its external liquidity position, if gross domestic product GDP continues to grow, and if Jamaica achieves greater fiscal credibility as a result of reaching budget targets. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is continuing to appeal for proper nutrition for infants and young children through breastfeeding. Speaking at the National Breastfeeding Week ceremonial launch at the Princess Margaret Hospital on Monday, Dr. Ferguson said only 2 out of every 10 children are exclusively breastfed during the first 5 months of life. He says this indicates that the national exclusive breastfeeding rates are still lagging behind WHO UNICEF recommended standards. Dr. Ferguson says the drive to improve children's health continues to be a major focus of the Ministry of Health, noting that Cabinet has approved the National Infant and Young Child Feeding Policy. The policy addresses the need to ensure proper nutrition for infants and young children. The observance of National Breastfeeding Week 2014 is in partnership with the Pan American Health Organization, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, and Milk Matters Jamaica. It is being observed September 21 to 27 under the theme Breastfeeding, a winning goal for life. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Keller is again urging more Jamaicans to contribute to the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, in order to benefit upon retirement. He's reiterating that persons should make retirement planning a priority.
Do not wait until you reach retirement age to deal with this matter. Once you are working actively, you must get involved in the National Insurance Scheme because it will redound to your benefit in your senior years.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the launch of National Senior Citizens Week 2014 Tuesday. Senior Citizens Week will be observed September 28 to October 4 under the theme Active Aging Through Healthy Lifestyle. And the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will today host the third in a series of stakeholder consultations on the Dolphin Policy for Jamaica Green Paper. The meeting is scheduled for the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel at 5 p.m. The series of consultations seeks to address the management of dolphins in Jamaican waters, the trading of the mammals, and dolphin attractions. The policy comes in light of the growing number of marine life and counter-attractions in the Caribbean and a resultant increase in the demand for the capture of wildlife, in particular bottlenose dolphins. Jamaica's territorial waters are rich in marine biodiversity. The common bottlenose dolphin and the pan-tropical spotted dolphin have also been sighted in Jamaican waters. The bottlenose and pan-tropical spotted dolphins were included on the list of protected animals in the Wildlife Protection Act 1945 through the Wildlife Protection Third Amendment Regulations 2001. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.